are tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Sam Dunham, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Nerd Overload, the show that covers everything in pop and geek culture, from Alderaan to Zatanna. I'm one of your many co-hosts, Cody Pinnick.
I'm Sam Dunham.
I'm Josh Harrison.
And I'm Samantha Cross.
And we're going to start out the show like we usually do, talking about things we've been checking out lately. Who wants to go first?
You know what? I can start real quick. I haven't been doing a whole lot, as per usual, but I did check out the demo for the new 3DS game, codenamed Steam. The short review is, I like it. I think it's a really cool, it's like a strategy, like a turn-based strategy game.
Yeah, it's like a turn-based strategy that hides itself in a third-person shooter in a weird way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like it.
I played it, too.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I like the setting. I mean, it's all steampunk and stuff, which usually it's hit or miss for me, to be honest with you. But I dug it quite a bit. The one thing I did kind of notice, and we were talking before the show, it's kind of slow. Like, it's because it's all turn-based, you know, you have to wait for all of the enemies to do their moves and all this stuff. You end up just kind of sitting and waiting.
Yeah, and it's worse than usual in turn-based games because at least you can see what the enemy is doing.
Yeah.
This one, you can only see what your characters can see. So it's a lot of just looking at nothing.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Time. Yeah. I don't know if I'll get it when the full game launches, but, you know, the demo's free and it's fun, so.
I probably will, but I buy all the games. So.
Yeah, and I heard it actually has the amiibo support, the little plastic figurine standy things.
Yeah, any Fire Emblem characters that you have, which is probably none because the only one that's out now is Marth and no one can find it.
Right.
Well, it can drop into the game because it's the same developer that made Fire Emblem did.
Right.
Codename Steam.
Right. Okay, who's up next?
Pretty much the same for me. I've watched Flash and Agent Carter. Though I did, because I'm a big animation fan, I did check out Star vs. the Forces of Evil.
Oh, and it's that, such a good show.
Oh my god, it's so great. I watched it twice.
I like, can't stop watching the opening theme
song. All the time, just out of nowhere, you'll start hearing it.
I like the song.
I know, it's good, and I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's weird.
What's it about?
It's,
I haven't had a chance to watch it.
All right,
so.
It's a Disney Channel cartoon, which don't write that off.
No.
Yeah, well, it's Disney XD, so you know it's a little better than just normal Disney. Because like Tron Uprising and stuff was on there too.
And they've had a lot of great cartoons lately, like Gravity Falls.
Yeah. Well, basically, you got this Princess Star Butterfly in this other dimension of...
Mooney, I think?
Mooney?
I think it's Mooney.
Mooney, M-U-N-I, I think is what it is. She, on her 14th birthday, gets this magic scepter, and she can't control it. I mean, she's awful with it. She practically burns the castle down with a rainbow on fire.
Because she's a hyperactive, out-of-control kid.
Okay, all right.
Who enjoys fighting monsters.
Yeah.
So they send her to Earth to learn?
Yeah.
Like, for school?
Yeah.
It's weird. But it's a lot of fun. It's like Sailor Moon meets Gravity Falls meets, like, Steven Universe.
Well, those are all things that I like.
It's
so.
Nuts, and it's great.
Cool. And that's online?
I watched it on my on-demand. I don't know. Maybe if you have, like, the Disney XD app or whatever, you could probably watch it on
that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Also, fun fact, is the first show, was it made by a woman since Pepper Ann that's been on the Disney Channel?
Oh, God.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, think about that.
Man, that's crazy.
Also, Pepper Ann was a great show.
Yeah.
It was like Doug, but good because Doug was a lame kid.
I like Doug.
Never cared for Doug, to be honest with you. Okay, who's up next?
I guess I can go. I've been playing Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Okay.
Which old GameCube games that just recently got re-released on the Wii U shop channel for $10.
Wow.
Which is a great deal.
For all three of them?
All three of them, $10.
Nice.
Well, it's a sale. I guess they're going to be $20 after the fact. But even $20 is worth it.
Well, yeah.
Like, these are really good games.
Well, the first one was. I really didn't care for... The second one
kind of, there's a lot of weird collectibles that are hard to find, and it gets way...
Repetitive?
Yes, that's the word. But the third one's good, though, too. The Wii one is really good. Corruption. It's kind of short, though. But they're fantastic. They're the perfect meshing of, a first-person shooter and classic Metroid gameplay. Get them. Seriously, play them. If that is an empty spot in your video game library, in your video game vocabulary, fix it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's been how long since we've gotten like an actual Metroid game?
Oh, not since Other M, which was a travesty.
Yeah, yeah.
That was on GameCube?
It was on Wii. It was okay. On Wii. It was maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Oops.
And you know what? Metroid really should be one of those franchises that should be constantly putting out games. You
yeah,
know?
Mm-hmm. Like it's right up there with Mario and Zelda. And...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. It should be a flagship title, and for whatever reason, it's not. Yeah,
it's my second favorite Nintendo franchise.
I think they're trying to make people forget about Other M.
Yeah, that's true. That could very well be. Yep.
It was so bad. I was so let down.
Okay. Do we have anything else before
we
get into the news?
No. Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Go to the news.
Okay. What do we want to start with? We want to start with the trailers that came out during the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Okay. First off, did you guys watch the Super Bowl?
No.
Nope. I was at work.
Yeah, I was.
I didn't even know who won till like on the way here we were talking about it.
Yeah, it was on in the background at work, but I had more important things to take care of while I was there. But I watched all the commercials and trailers like everyone else did that next day on YouTube. So yeah, we have a whole list of movies that had a bunch of trailers come out. And you can find... I linked all of the movie trailers up at nerdoverload.com, so if you get a chance, you know, they're all there in one spot. Let's take a look and see what some of them are, because I can't remember them all off the top of my head. We'll start with the Jurassic World trailer. Do you guys dig that?
Yes. A, it's Jurassic Park. B, it's Chris Pratt. So, yes, I checked it out.
Yeah, I dig that it was, we got a first roll look at the genetically modified dinosaur monster that's going to be rampaging through. And it looks a lot like a T-Rex with, like, fully functioning arms.
They've created the perfect killing machine.
Yeah, it's a T-Rex and a raptor. That's exactly what it is.
And who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah. Well, I think it's got a little bit of cephalopod DNA in there, too, I read, so it's a little smarter.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. A smart T-Rex with long arms. That's that's the best.
I can reach you now. Yeah. I know. I'm excited. It's got to be better than the third one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, leaps and bounds, the trailers alone are better than the third movie.
I'm so stoked for this movie.
I know, right?
Yeah, right.
Especially since they keep putting that little piano tune of the original
that
theme
was a
like,
nice touch.
Near the end
that
of every trailer.
Nice
and I'm like, oh, stop it.
Yeah.
It's tickling my nostalgia bone. But I'm excited. Yeah. I'll watch it.
It's
opening weekend.
The summer movie I'm most excited for is probably that movie. Like even more so than Avengers.
I'm really excited for Avengers.
Oh, I know, right?
But I was really kind of let down by the trailer for the Super Bowl because it's all scenes that have already been seen in other trailers. There was nothing new.
I think the Hulkbuster scene's a little extended.
Maybe like
by
one
seconds.
Like one punch.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing there. Although I heard a crazy rumor that part of the reason the Hulk goes bad is that he gets turned gray and he goes savage.
Yeah, I heard somebody says, I read somewhere they talked about Gray Hulk.
And it's because the Funko Pop, the toys, they are marketing a special gray Hulk called Savage Hulk, and it's gray with the red eyes like you see in the trailer.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm glad they didn't show any of that in the trailer because that would be spoiling the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like we just did.
Sorry
about that. But if that's part of the plot, I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
I'm there. I'm excited.
I feel Hulk is very underrepresented within the MCU right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've had one movie with a completely different actor. I want them to do
something...
Well,
they've had two movies with completely different actors.
Yeah. I want some Ruffalo.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I want like, the Avengers Hulk. I want more of that with Mark Ruffalo being, you know, Bruce Banner.
Yeah, I'd love to see a standalone Hulk movie, but I don't think it's going to happen.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hulk, he's, you know, the punch machine of the Marvel Universe, but he's had some good story arcs out there.
Ang Lee ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, what I'd like to see is have Bruce Banner show up, like have Hulk be an Avengers-only thing, but have Bruce Banner show up in the other spinoff Avengers movies, like Captain Cap.
He did in Iron Man 3.
He did in Iron Man 3, but that was just like a little...
thing at the end, yeah.
Right. But, yeah, I would like to see him like show up and have parts in... other
like how films. Iron Man's going to be in the next Captain America, supposedly.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, it's Civil War, though. Yeah. He has to be.
Right. Okay, moving on from that, Furious 7.
I did not see that.
Yeah, okay.
It's basically a Magnificent 7, isn't it?
No. It's Fast and the Furious. It's the seventh Fast and the Furious movie.
Okay.
It looks like they're getting even further away from street racing. It's because they added Jason Statham to this movie. So Jason Statham is just going around kicking Vin Diesel in the face for like a minute and a half is pretty much what the trailer was.
I don't think I've ever seen a Fast or Furious movie.
I've watched the first one. I watched the first one.
I think I watched maybe like the first two or three.
But you see, that was the most race-centric of the bunch.
Yeah. And after that, they get kind of weird.
They become more like heist films.
I take that back. I've seen about 5 or 10 minutes of Tokyo Drift, and it was the worst.
Well, Tokyo Drift is the worst. And actually, Fast 7 is the sequel to Tokyo Drift, because Tokyo Drift is set at the end of the timeline.
Wow. There's the timeline?
There is a timeline. Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Because there are characters that show up in one, like Fast 1, Fast 2, Tokyo Drift, and then, you know, went on from there. And there are characters that are in Tokyo Drift that weren't introduced until like Fast 5 or Fast 6.
So you're saying they do not play it fast and loose with the Fast and Furious timeline?
Well, they do play fast and loose because it's all shuffled around.
I mostly just remember the Hulk car from Tokyo Drift.
Well, yeah. Okay, so Tomorrowland. Did you guys see that?
I haven't seen the new trailer, but I've seen it in theaters. Yeah, it looks neat.
I mean, yeah, it looks like a pretty neat movie based on a theme park in Disneyland.
It's worked before.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. It did work before. Yeah.
Once, not Haunted Mansion. That didn't work.
No.
But
I don't know. I haven't really seen about it. I really can't comment on it.
It's got Clooney.
I mean, you know.
He hasn't really done anything in a while, has he?
You know what? Clooney's at the point in his career where he can just kind of pick and choose movies,
scripts
that he likes and not stuff that he has to do.
I honestly like to feel like
the days of him doing
Ocean's movies.
The Ocean movies are really good. Those are some of my favorite movies. But I was going to say Attack of the Killer Tomatoes 2.
Oh, yeah.
Are pretty well over.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like he's like become like the...
He was in Gravity not too long ago.
Oh, that's right. He was in that. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
And he was pretty good in it, too, from what I remember.
I still haven't sat down and watched it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Nope.
Okay, let's fly through the rest of these real quick. SpongeBob SquarePants. Sponge Out of Water.
I kind of want to see it.
The animation looks good. It looks like animation.
I'm more curious than anything. I'm not really excited for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was excited, but I'll go see it.
I mean, if someone gave me a ticket, I'd go see it. I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of money to go see SpongeBob.
No.
I'd go on a Tuesday on half price day and go
see
SpongeBob.
Exactly. But you know what? We're not the core demographic.
Yeah.
This is true. This is true.
SpongeBob.
Let's see. Ted 2 looks like more of the same.
Pretty much.
I'm excited for it. I like the first one. You know, I don't care. I know it was lowbrow humor or whatever.
I didn't think I would like the first one, and I did.
I don't think I'll ever own it, but I watched it, and I laugh. Did you see where Flash Gordon was officiating the wedding?
He was in the first 2 seconds of the trailer. Yeah. Yep, he was. Yeah, Sam Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. The 50 Shades of Grey.
Nope.
No.
50 Shades of Nope.
Nah. Pass on that one.
50 Shades of Creepy
abuse.
Yeah.
Not even accurate to that lifestyle.
Don't see that movie.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. I saw this thing. Instead of watching that, donate money to a domestic violence shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
I saw a thing on Tumblr where they were taking quotes that the dude says in the book and putting them on the poster, and it was
some really nasty.
Messed
up stuff.
Yeah.
It's not good. But,
no.
But then again, we're not the demographic. You know, we're not.
We're not 30 something housewives that are.
Watch yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, and on the post, it's not a movie, but I threw up the trailer for Heroes Reborn, the miniseries
that's spinning
off from the Heroes TV show. It's been what, like three, four years since
it's been more than that.
Oh yeah, it's been longer than
It's been a
six
while.
Six or seven, I would say.
Wow.
Man, yeah.
Now
it's
feel
been
old.
A I know, right? It's been a while.
Yeah. And
it's been a long while since the good ones.
Oh. Yeah. No kidding. But just real quick on that, I'm glad to see Jack Coleman is coming back as the guy with the horn-rimmed glasses, Mr. Bennett, the super-powered hunter.
Yeah.
Or not, he's not super-powered.
He hunts the metahumans.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of funny that they cast Zachary Levi as someone for the show, because for years he was on Chuck, which was the show that led into Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Zachary Levi was...
Well, no, I know that, but what do you mean Chuck...
It was on before.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, the NBC night, it was okay. Chuck, than Heroes, than like Emergency Hospital or something
not,
like that.
Oh, not like a canonical lead.
Okay. No, not
that's, that's where I was confused. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, no. But the last season of Chucky got superpowers.
Got real weird.
Okay, yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for trailers. I mean, there are a ton of commercials and stuff.
I wish I would have watched Chuck when it was on. Was that a good show?
Hit or miss.
It seemed like it might have been good.
I liked it when it was on the CW and called Jake 2.0. It was basically the same series. You know, when a normal dude gets, like, super intelligence, like, beamed into his brain, and, like, he becomes an unwitting, like, spy or whatever.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. But, you know, it was all right.
The first couple seasons are good. Yeah. I mean, they're enjoyable. I mean, it takes the logical progression eventually.
Yeah. Before we move on to the next segment, while we're talking Super Bowl stuff, did you guys watch the halftime show?
Left Shark is my spirit animal.
I haven't seen it, but I saw the internet explosion.
Yep. Sharks,
afterwards.
The More You Know. They kept I kept seeing references to the More You Know star, like, going through the sky. I was just happy to see that she was channeling her inner Power Ranger.
Yeah,
she was
White Tiger.
Definitely doing the stance from the White Tiger. Like, standing on top of a giant robot tiger as it was being carted in. Yeah, that was pretty
Actually,
great.
I think it was a lion in the halftime show.
Well, you know.
But
six one way, half dozen the other.
This is true. I did see one meme. It kind of made me laugh. It said, the only time a lion's ever going to go to the Super Bowl or something like that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Sports shows.
Hello.
Okay. Where do we want to head to from here?
I kind of want to talk about video games.
Let's talk about video games.
Let's see here. I'm going to talk about Lego Jurassic Park because I'm excited.
Great.
I love the Lego games.
Yes.
I have never played a bad Lego game.
No, I haven't
and
either.
I own most of them.
Oh, I got kind of bored with Lego Indiana Jones, but
yeah. The whole the Temple of Doom chick with her screaming power was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But I've never really played a bad one. And it's Jurassic Park and they're doing all four of the films. They
Excellent.
Had a little bit of a teaser. And all it really was kind of ties into the Jurassic Park Lego set that's going to come out. But it's just the T-Rex. Mm-hmm. It comes stomping onto there's like the shaking glasses full of water. And he steps on it and does the iconic roar. But when he does it, his bottom jaw falls off.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Now, he's just like, he tries to pick it up. Aww. And he's got those short little T-Rex arms and he can't. And he just is like,
That's awesome. Now, do you suppose we're going to get voice actors?
I'm assuming they probably will.
I hope so.
It's kind of what they've been doing with the Lego games lately, is actually getting actual voices in there.
All it's right, added next, so much.
It really has. Now, next question, will they get Jeff Goldblum as Dr. Ian Malcolm to come back for the first two installments of the game?
I
hope so.
I hope so, too. And honestly, what else is he really doing?
Portlandia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's in that?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
He's the pullout king.
Oh yeah!
Explain that. So
he sells pullout couches.
Okay.
He runs a store that sells exclusively pullout couches.
Pullout king.
Yeah.
But he's also on Law and Order, so
yeah,
it's not like he's really doing a whole lot.
Right.
He's
guest starring in people's wedding pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see there's a Law & Order SVU episode that's kind of taking Gamergate thing on?
Really? I hadn't heard that. Yeah.
But yeah, we've got to talk about that. It's what was the episode synopsis? It's like
one girl's making a game, even though she's being
harassed.
Yeah, like not unlike Zoe Quinn.
And the cops have to protect her.
Yeah,
it's essentially it's another one of those Law and Order stories where they just kind of pull it from the headlines.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done it 100 times.
Oh yeah,
but it's easy when this much stupid crap goes on in the world.
I'm curious to see how Ice-T does, because he's a big video game fan.
He is,
huge video game fan.
And D&D, apparently.
Well, he did the one audiobook
where
he didn't really know what he was talking about.
But it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I still catch it from here, and I don't really make a point to watch it all the time.
It's not as good as classic original flavor of Law & Order, but...
No.
Yeah, but you know what? The writers are really good, and they really know how to handle...
Yeah.
Things that were in the news. Yeah. Like, I remember there was an episode with Chevy Chase as the guest, and it was basically the Mel Gibson anti-Semitic
Yeah, when
thing,
you got pulled
and they
over
cover
by
that really well. So I have all the faith in the world.
It's
in
a smart, it's a smart thing for them to pull and make an episode out of.
It's relevant. It's still kind of relevant.
Yeah,
it's still going on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They're still getting harassed horribly.
Yeah, and I don't know what the answer is.
People are, you can't stop them. I mean,
now, if the twist of the episode is that the girl was fabricating her entire harassment,
I'll lose it.
Yeah, I'll be so mad.
That'll be the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to games and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring up the mood a little bit. But yeah, I'm excited for that. There's the Club Nintendo stuff, but you guys know more about that than I do.
Yeah, they're closing Club Nintendo.
Okay, so Club Nintendo, for people who don't know, whenever you buy a new game or a new system, it's a customer loyalty programs, basically. You get, for registering your products with them and answering a few questions, you get like digital coins or whatever.
Points.
And you can turn around and spend them on physical products.
You get camel points for Nintendo games.
Yep, pretty much. That's pretty much what it is, yeah. And they've decided they're going to change, they're closing their loyalty program. They're going to bring something back. They're going to do something else. Yeah. I did know that.
Yeah, they said, yeah, we're going to bring back something else. We don't know what or when.
Yeah, between now and when they close it at the end of June, they've pretty much brought back every game they've ever offered.
Yeah, it's like a fire sale.
Yeah,
there.
pretty much.
Anything they've ever had, you can get it. So if you have, you know, those little codes to get coins sitting around your house, now's the time to cash them
in. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like I said, you have until June, and it's not like they're going to sell out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can't sell a digital product.
Right. But some of those games are really cool, and they have some...
there's some physical stuff, too.
There's physical stuff, and there's, like, legit games, not just, like, old classic Nintendo stuff and Game Boy stuff. There's, like, full-blown games.
Kid Icarus Uprising, the Paper Mario, Wii Party U, Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
pretty much it on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going kind of the Nintendo thing there, there's the gold variant amiibos.
Yeah.
Gold and silver.
Yeah, amiibos is this new, I guess, a toy thing that Nintendo's been doing where they release little plastic figures of their different characters that you can put on your Wii U gamepad to unlock features in games.
It's a lot like Skylanders. It's a lot like
Disney Infinity.
Disney Infinity. It's a physical thing that has an RFID
chip in
it.
Or near field communication.
Near field. Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
Except for the amiibos actually save the information inside themselves.
Well, so do
Skylanders.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
They do.
I never really got into those, so I didn't really
know. It has a whopping 4 kilobytes of save space inside.
Hey, you know what? That's a lot for, you know, a little bit of data here and there.
They're releasing limited edition gold and silver Mario, supposedly. These images have just leaked. Somebody found them hidden in the depths of a Nintendo website somewhere.
Huh.
So they haven't made any official word on them yet, but they're coming.
Okay, will you buy them?
Oh, yeah. I will buy both of them.
I was about to say, you seem to own, like, all the amiibos.
Oh, I don't have all of them, but I do have a pretty good collection. It kind of sucks because it's just a recolor, and it's obviously kind of a money grab, but hey, I think it looks cool. I want a gold Mario.
Well, I've noticed with the figure, they do seem to be of a decent quality.
Yeah, they're good
looking
figures. Well,
questionable sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you get a Princess Peach with no legs or a Samus with 2 arm cannons.
Yeah, but you can turn around and sell them on eBay for a crazy amount of money.
Yeah, I've been looking on eBay at some of those. Some of them are going for like crazy amounts of money.
That Princess Peach went for like $25,000.
Yeah.
And they're hard to get, too. That's the other thing is if they make limited edition ones, how hard are these going to be to get? Because the ones they have already are halfway impossible to find.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get a Wii Fit Trainer or a...
Animal Crossing Villager.
Or a Little Mac for like less than 50.
Yeah.
Ugh. And that's crazy. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah.
I have 2 Little Macs.
You villain, you're hoarding them.
One was a Christmas present from me.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you caught now.
Yeah. The only thing I have to say about these special edition amiibos is welcome to the world of variants. Because I've been reading comics my entire life, and variant covers are the bane of my existence. It's the exact same thing with just one little thing. The cover is different, and they go for like double and triple the price. A lot of times.
I read a comment that was a good point. This is going to be easy to fake.
Yeah. Oh.
Because it's just a solid gold Mario. You could get some gold paint at Hobby Lobby, slap that on there.
And turn around and sell it on eBay for
well, then only buy sealed ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Although the pose is different from the standard Mario.
It's the Mario, there's a new Mario Brothers line coming.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's the exact same mold.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're doing those for the
Mario Party.
Mario Party, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not just, also it's variant stuff for toys too, not only, you know, comics. Yeah. Like there's a lot of variants, like I collect Funko Pops.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
And you've got like the Sugar Skull Day of the Dead Jack Skellington is so hard to find. It's ridiculous.
Sounds really cool.
They have one for him and Sally too. They're both very cool. And then there's a Smaug the Dragon from The Hobbit. One has the regular black eyes, the other one has these weird creepy serpent eyes. As far as toys go,
well, actually, before we get into the next topic, why don't we go ahead and take a break?
Yep, that's
fine. And come back after a little bit of music. Sound good?
That sounds good.
Hey, that was They Might Be Giants' Circular Karate Chop from their last album, Nanobots, I think?
Yeah, I think it's
Nanobots.
What it's called. Yeah.
I love those guys.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. We've seen them a couple times. Well, I've seen them a couple times in concert. They do a good show. They're actually going to be in Columbus here in May, I think, May 17th.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you like that, go see them. They've been around a long time. They're a great band.
They do, and they put on a really good show. That one time I went with you guys, almost two solid hours of, you know, just everything, all their hits. It was great.
Yeah, any song you wanted to hear by them, they probably will play it.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we're welcome back to the show. I think we were talking about some games, and there was like a sidestep from that. We were talking about Lego, the Lego Jurassic Park game. Lego is putting out a Doctor Who set.
Which is fantastic.
Which is awesome.
I am so stupid excited. If I needed any other reason to collect Legos, other than the millions of other things they have out there that I want, I'm pretty sure I'm going to probably end up buying all the Doctor Who Legos.
I will buy, whatever this set is, I'll buy it. If it's the Simpsons House $200 level Lego set, I will probably still find some way to get a hold of this.
Yeah.
I can't even really think of anything in Doctor Who that would be a big set like that.
Yeah.
Other than maybe like a big Dalek flying saucer thing.
Well, I actually kind of had an idea. Like they have, it's like a big playset that is like two-sided. Like on one side, it looks like the outside of like a London street or something. And on the flip side of it is the inside of the TARDIS. And you have like a little TARDIS sitting on the outside. So you can have, you know, your people playing on the outside and then it goes inside and it makes it seem like it's bigger on the inside and the outside. If anything, I bet something like that might be the big set.
So like if you like put them all together, like it'll be the TARDIS control chamber.
I wonder
if they'll even do more than one though, because a lot of these, it's from the Lego Ideas website.
Oh, okay. Well, then they
fans,
might only
vote for things they
then
want.
Then they'll probably only do one.
Yeah, like because they did before, they've done the Ghostbusters Ecto-1.
Yeah.
And
which I still need to get.
Yeah, I know, right?
I really want that too. What else have they done?
They did the
that?
DeLorean.
The DeLorean.
There was the female scientists.
Yeah,
that was a
two
good
sets
one.
Now because they're doing a second one.
Yeah,
cool.
Yep.
And they also announced they're doing WALL-E from the Pixar movie.
Oh wow!
Oh, okay.
Wow. Isn't that where the Minecraft sets originated from?
Yeah,
I think they're just a licensed brand for Lego now.
Yeah,
but I think
and
they're
releasing more sets now for the Minecraft stuff.
Right,
and
right.
It's not the mini ones anymore. They're doing
full size
Minecraft blocks.
Yeah, with the rare square head Lego piece.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm super excited. And they've said in their press release that they're going to have multiple doctors, multiple companions.
That's cool. We were talking before the show, and I think if they did a series of blind bag, they do a bunch of minifig blind bag sets. And if they do one series of just Doctor Who people, that would be great. Yeah. I would buy. I mean, I'm not even that huge of a Doctor Who guy, and I would probably try to buy all of them.
Yeah, like I feel bad. There were like so many of like the blind bag sets that I wanted, and I just
they're
on what series 12 now,
yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know there's a game, an online game that goes with those now?
Really?
No, yeah, I had no idea.
Like, it kind of plays like a Diablo-esque thing, but if you get a new blind bag figure, there's a code inside, you put the code in the game, you get that figure in the game to play as. It's kind of cool.
Interesting.
The game's super simple. It's obviously kind of,
it's for a kid.
Game for children. Yeah.
But it's a good, it's a fun time killer, and it gives you another excuse to buy minifigures.
Like I ever needed one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love Lego. Yeah. I just hate how expensive Lego has gotten.
It has gotten incredibly expensive.
Like, sometimes I wonder if it's always been expensive, and it just seems more now because of inflation.
The license properties don't help.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My god. I know.
Any license set is going to be almost twice as much as just like a Lego City set would be.
My thing is, I feel like there are less and less just generic Lego sets, and everything is just licensed.
Yeah, I miss a lot of the generic themes,
like castle and you know pirate or when Vikings. That was amazing.
With their own things, like the Johnny Thunder.
Yeah, I
miss
the Johnny Thunder
inspired ones.
Yeah, the Egyptian sets and all that.
Oh yeah, the steampunk like adventure one that was great.
And the monster fighters they did not.
Yeah, the Halloween one that was
really good. Those were good. You know, there's one thing with the licensed sets that I have a bone to pick with. I know we've talked about this. I don't know if we've ever said it on the show. I don't like tan Legos.
Yeah.
They're going to be yellow.
You know what? Yeah. They should be, you know, the yellow Lego people are the, you know.
Characters.
The characters. If they're going to be Legos, they should be Lego because they look weird when you mix them in with the rest of your sets.
Yeah. I have pre-order exclusive bonuses from the different games. Like I have Bilbo and I have a Jack Sparrow. And they look weird next to my other Lego people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There's some old Star Wars ones that where they're still yellow.
Oh, I still have my X-Wing over there. It has yellow Luke in the cockpit. Yeah.
And my, I think my Stormtrooper and my TIE Fighter pilot, I think if you take their helmets off, they're yellow underneath.
Okay. Yeah. See, I miss that. I miss that.
You're a Lego purist.
Well, I'm more just obsessive compulsive about my Legos.
Yeah,
is what
that's
it is.
That's more my thing.
Yeah.
You want to talk about TV shows?
Move on to TV.
Yeah, let's move on to TV, guys.
TV.
Let's change the channel over to TV.
Very nice. Oh, good segue. I like that.
Boom.
I'm a radio guy.
Okay, do we want to get into something light, or do we want to jump right off with the serious stuff?
Let's talk about the Adam costume.
Yeah, let's do that first. Yeah, let's ease into it. Pixel Online came from the Adam armor suit thing for the character is played by Brandon Routh. He's currently on Arrow, and he's going to be showing up on Flash here pretty soon.
Yep, they one of the teaser images they released was the Adam suit sitting on like a table or a display in Star Labs.
Right,
and you see like the Barry Allen's Flash suit in its little case in the background.
Right,
which one kind of thing is kind of weirding me out a little bit is they seem to obsessed with their little costume display cases a la like Batman's Batcave.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah, it's weird that Ollie has one too. And like,
yeah, Ollie's got one. And they even added one for the Black Canary costume too.
Well, they did that because they can't have a Batman show. The next best thing is
the Arrow Cave.
Arrow Cave, which should be called the Quiver. Seriously, think about it.
Didn't Harley Quinn made that
ridiculous.
Joke? Harley Quinn made that joke in a comic.
Oh, she did?
Yeah,
see,
she
missed,
did.
Huh.
Yeah, there was
well,
an episode.
Great minds think alike, I guess.
Yeah, but there's an episode. There's an issue out there where Harley Quinn and Ollie or Oliver running around together, and she goes, "Why call it the Arrow Cave? Why not just bats have a cave? I get that, but why the Arrow Cave?" I was like, "I don't know." And he goes, "Why don't you just call it the Quiver?" And he's like, "That's actually a good idea."
All right, but anyways, back to this Adam suit. I pulled up a picture of it here, and we'll probably have it on the website here in the next couple days, or it'll probably be on by the time you listen to this. What do you guys think?
He looks like Iron Man knockoff.
I know. I mean, it's that kind of just, I don't know, it's that TV movie / armor look going on. I don't think it's terrible. I mean, I'd say it's about on par with probably the Ant-Man costume.
That's very clearly they were pulling design elements from the upcoming Adam suit, I think. Or Ant-Man suit.
I mean, yeah, Ant-Man's got a little more cloth than armor, but they are essentially the same character. Just, the Adam can't really talk to ants.
I'll tell you, the one thing, that the suit doesn't look half bad for the style of the show, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't look half bad. I don't like the helmet. It makes him look like a future football player.
Yeah, I can
see it. I do like the little Adam logo on the forehead.
Yeah, that is a good touch. And the A on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
They're not shying away from the comic book roots, which is good.
I love how important branding is to superheroes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure. But it looks good. You know, I'm sure it'll look a lot better with the special effects, because I remember when
the Flash costume looked stupid.
The Flash costume looked awful when there were still photos of it, but after, you know, the magic of the CW putting that gloss over it, you know.
That hot CW gloss.
Yeah.
No, it looks great when it's in motion.
It looks good in motion, right. And you know what?
And when you're the Flash, that's the most important thing.
That's right. Yeah, no kidding. But I'm happy with it.
I'm excited to see where they go with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, throwing in these random DC characters.
It doesn't look stupid, so they've got that going for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't strike me as this is the most amazing thing either, but also it doesn't strike me as this is the dumbest thing ever.
Right.
Like, I remember when Guardians was coming out, a lot of people were complaining about the Nova armor, thinking it looked cheap and plastic.
I thought it looked like Nova armor.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but you know, I'm not the majority of the internet.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've danced around it a little bit here. The other news article we had that kind of falls under TV, kind of weird news.
Yeah.
There was former Power Ranger. The actor's name was Ricardo Madea Jr. He was known for being the Red Wild Force Ranger.
He was also a different character in Samurai.
He was, yes. He was one of the later seasons. I think it was when it was owned by Disney. He was one of the Disney Power Rangers series.
Yeah, he's not one of your core original Rangers.
Oh, no, that's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been a lot of misconceptions online that I've read where people have said this was the Red Ranger.
Right. Well, let me get into this a little further. He was arrested the other night for allegedly stabbing his roommate with a sword and killing him. And when the news broke, news outlets kind of ran rampant. Yeah, they attributed it to the original Red Ranger. They didn't know because, you know, they're not geeks. They don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people, Power Rangers is just the 90s Power Rangers.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah, for 90% of the people, yeah, people stopped watching around the time after
we
the third
up.
Season.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
They got into the other incarnations that, you know.
As the show got cheaper, less people watched it. I mean, that's.
Pretty much.
I mean, you know, I love the series. I grew up with the series, but let's be honest. When it got cheap, people stopped watching. And it was always kind of cheap anyway.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's recycling footage from a Japanese show. It doesn't get much cheaper.
Yeah. Very true. Although they did have to film a lot of extra stuff in the later seasons of that first season. But anyway, that doesn't matter.
Had to pull a lot of plot lines from Saved by the Bell.
Kind of. Yeah, basically. But anyways, earlier today, the Los Angeles Police Department released him. He's not being pressed for charges. Apparently, it was a big self-defense thing. His roommate attacked him. This actor Medea and his Medina and his girlfriend tried to get away from this guy.
They went to their room.
Went to their bedroom in their apartment, and his roommate burst through the door. And in self-defense, he grabbed a replica, like Conan the Barbarian style sword, which was another thing that they kept saying. You know,
they kept saying it was like a katana or something.
What I kept hearing was he used his prop from the show.
That's so dumb. Why would he have the prop from the show?
And why would the prop be able to stab somebody?
Yeah.
He didn't even have a sword in that season, but I digress.
In Samurai, he did.
In Samurai, he was the voice of a monster.
Oh, I thought he was an actual
No, he was
ranger.
The voice of a monster.
Oh, okay.
The more you know. Oh. But no, he and that's just the internet playing telephone, you know. It's just kind of it's always fascinating to me to see how news articles, the further they get away from the core like news report, the more things change, you know.
Yeah,
story wise like, you know, somehow it went from this actor, you know, in self-defense to, you know, the original Red Power Ranger took his TV prop sword and went on a rampage, you know? it's always fascinating to me. And this actor had a large group of former Power Ranger actors came out in support of him because, you know, they had worked with him, they had done this, you know, everything. And they were most of them were coming out and saying, you know, we can't see this guy
doing this,
you know,
maliciously.
There has to be another reason behind it, you know, whatever. There have been a couple that have been using it as a springboard for their own
self-promotion.
Self-promotion. Yeah. One ranger in particular. Do we want to say on air? We probably shouldn't because we have to stay neutral. Yeah. But there was if you go digging for this for these articles,
you'll find
on the internet. Eventually, you'll find. Well, it's kind of hard to miss, to be honest with you. One actor in particular has been using it as, you know, said it was bad for the brand.
Yeah.
You know, said it was, you know, instead of, you know.
Maybe he's bad for the brand.
Well, be that as it may. Yeah. Anyway,
that's another discussion for another,
day.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's just tragic that this happened.
Yeah.
It is tragic that it happened, and it's interesting that it wrapped up so quickly. Because, like, this happened 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's all over.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I remember, like, I was at work, and I came back from lunch, and one of my friends was like, did you hear about this one Red Ranger from, like, Wild Force, like, stabbed his roommate? I was like, what? Because I'm, like, the resident Power Ranger guy. I'm pretty sure in my entire shop. But yeah, and I was like, and then I read up on it, and I was like, man, I remember you and me, Sam, having this discussion about it.
Yeah, we did have a discussion about it.
I mean, it sucks. I mean, yeah, they had the other Power Ranger actor who killed somebody a couple years ago, but he wasn't like a main actor. He was like in one episode.
Right, and there and then the one of the Japanese stuntmen was arrested for using his parkour skills to break into houses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it off the top of my head to tell you which season or which actor it was, but it was one of the stuntmen from overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you know,
you're going to have bad seeds, and you're going to have people are people.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter what they did or who they did or not who they did, but what their body of work was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are still, at the end of the day, an actor is still a person.
Right.
And some people have problems, and sometimes some people have to defend themselves.
And it's also kind of fascinating how the advent of the internet has brought a lot of this behind the scenes stuff to light.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the way we're all interconnected, it's fascinating to me, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, we hear a lot more about things that happen behind the scenes on TV shows and movies that we never heard about before, like different actors not liking each other or things like that.
You never would have heard anything about this on like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh no.
or like WKRP in Cincinnati.
No,
you know, you never have this instant access to all the behind the scenes goings on of all those actors.
You wouldn't know that Haley Atwell from Agent Carter can sleep anywhere. Have you seen those on Twitter?
I have. Yes,
she can apparently fall asleep anyway.
So anyway, I think we pretty well kind of put a bow on that. There's really, I mean,
not really. Can't really talk more about it. I mean,
yeah, the story's over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
there's nothing new.
This has been your Power Rangers crime report.
Yes.
We got comic news. We got some Superman news.
Oh yeah.
America's favorite son.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Superman in the comics.
The one that came out today, I believe.
Really? See, I haven't gotten to the shop yet, but. Yeah, apparently he has a new superpower.
Like he needs any more.
Which at first sounds like, whoa, okay, why are they messing with the formula? He's been getting new superpowers.
Forever.
If you look back at any of those 60s like books, you know, he has super vision and hypnotic kiss.
Yeah.
The hypnotic kiss, that's how he frequently wiped Lois Lane's knowledge
memory
of him being Clark Kent.
Yep.
Constantly. Well, shoot, even Superman 2, the movie, he had that weird cellophane
that
S.
What is that?
It's mildly inconvenient. But anyway, yeah, they've given him a new power in the comics, and it kind of ties into how they've retconned his ability, how he gains his abilities. It's a super, like, solar flare power. He, like, explodes in, like, light energy kind of thing. Because in the comics, over the years, they've tried to give scientific explanations why Superman has his powers other than
he's an alien.
And that's it. And something about how the sun, the yellow sun, is different from his home planet's red sun, and he absorbs the solar energy differently, and that gives him extra strength and speed and everything
and
else.
And vulnerability,
all that
goofy crap.
And this power, essentially, he expels all that solar energy, and it leaves him human for about a day or two,
which is really interesting.
It is kind of interesting, yeah.
I mean, it does give him a sense of vulnerability.
Yeah. Makes him actually literally human, like.
Yeah.
Well, not literally human, but it makes him more human.
Yeah. It makes him capable of a normal person being able to, say, walk up to him and shoot him.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and, you know, I think if they use this power sparingly in the comics, it's not going to be an issue. Because the last time they tried messing with the formula with Superman, they gave him electric powers. Do you guys remember Electric Blue Superman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Red and Blue Superman.
Yeah, yeah. I forget what they said in the comics. Like, he was doing something up on the North Pole and, like, was magnetically charged. And, like, he lost his super strength, lost his super speed, and became, like, pure energy. Like, electricity. He shot bolts of electricity and flew around.
Yeah, but there were, like, two of them. They were, like, polarized.
That was near the end of the art.
Yeah, there was red and blue.
Yeah, but... And it did not go over well. Like, he wasn't invulnerable. Like, bullets would go through him instead of bounce off him. They changed too much too quick is what happened.
Yeah.
And if they do little things like this here and there, you know, not an issue.
I think it's a good concept to tell different and interesting stories.
Yeah.
I think if that's where your new power is coming from, and a new avenue to tell a different story, then it's probably a good idea.
Sure, yeah.
I mean... I've never been a big Superman fan. Part of me is like, he's always been too perfect, too unstoppable.
Well, that's bad writing.
And I think something they're kind of trying to fix with this, too, is that idea that he's too powerful.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I mean, there have always been ways to stop him, but it's been... How oftentimes has it really been used?
Yeah.
You know, I think the only villain that's ever been truly ever, that ever just stood up there and stopped him was Doomsday.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
Well, again, I think it just comes down to non-creative writing. I mean, you know, just because the guy, you know, is super strong, super fast, whole nine yards, a good writer can still write compelling stories around that.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of humanizing him.
Yeah.
I think that may draws him me a little closer to liking him again.
Yeah,
but it's still part of the New 52, and I personally don't like a lot of New 52.
Yeah. You know what is interesting about Superman that a lot of other superheroes have is he has like a regular human person day job.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the way they've described it for a while, you know, he's an alien, he's from outer space, he's a superhero, but unlike Batman, where Batman is like the primary, like the dominant personality, and Bruce Wayne is like the secondary.
The mask
he wears. He is Batman. He pretends to be Bruce Wayne from time to time. Superman really is just Clark Kent. He's just a guy from the country, you know, who...
Loves Panera now.
loves Panera bread. Yeah, yeah. That's a deep cut there. But no, he's just a guy who, you know, he just wants to do the right thing because that's how he was raised, you know? And if putting on a bright blue suit and flying around with his underwear on the outside
is
what it takes, then you know what? So be it. What I do find is interesting is that with this new power, he is getting a new costume, and it's very close to the movie version, which makes me wonder if this power is somehow being shoehorned into the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Kind of taking maybe kind of slight cue from the Marvel group where they're meshing their comic and movie worlds together.
Well, also, maybe the movie writers couldn't come up with a way to humanize him, so they're doing this in the movie.
They're making him blow up
in the movie.
Yeah.
Which seems fitting for the style of movie that DC and Warner seem to want to tell.
Seems like a Zack
huge
Snyder
explosions
idea.
And try to humanize all their characters, you know,
in a gritty, depressing way.
Yeah. Well, if this is in the movie, at least the movie will have some kind of color.
Yeah, the red solar flare color.
Yeah.
In a gray, gray world.
And the first two Superman movies are so good. Like, why didn't
I love
they
Superman
just look?
Too.
Yeah, why didn't they just look at those and do that?
Because Green Lantern didn't work, and the Dark Knight, the Christopher Nolan Batman movies did. I truly believe that while the Christopher Nolan movies were good, and Dark Knight was great, they overall have done more damage to the DC Warner
movie franchises
than they have good, because Marvel's not afraid to take risks. You know, they took a risk on Guardians of the Galaxy,
and it paid off in a big
way. They're taking a risk with Ant-Man because, let's face it, no one really cares about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Nobody
about
even
Ant-Man.
Knows who Ant-Man is. Did you know who Ant-Man was?
No, before? I did not know he existed.
Or the million other names he's gone by.
I don't think I did either. I don't think I knew he was the guy.
Oh, yeah. I've read comics. Not as much as Sam, but I knew of him.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is, for as big a chance Marvel takes with their properties. Warner Brothers plays it really safe. They play it really close to the vest. When something works, they hammer that into the ground. And because the Christopher Nolan movies, the super gritty, the down and dirty, like realistic, you know, film style worked for that, they're applying it across the board to all their films.
The
and
only reason it worked is because it makes sense for Batman.
For Batman, but you have people at Warner who don't understand their property, what they have, and yeah, it doesn't work for across the board. And they're trying to put a square block in a round hole is what they're trying to do with their films, essentially.
Even like the Marvel movies, while they're all pretty uniform, they're still tonally appropriate for their characters.
Yeah. Yeah, see, exactly. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, there's just two companies running their business very differently. And right now, one company, it's paying off, and the other one is very much not.
Which is the thing I don't get, because the DC animated features are amazing.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Oh,
because that's done by the DC line and not Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is what's controlling the films.
True.
And
I mean,
you have people in charge over there that don't know what they have, whereas they have actual comic writers go in and write the DC animated
movies.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any of those movies I watched that I didn't like.
I mean, it's flip flop. Like Marvel live action movies are fantastic. Their animated movies are kind of lame, but DC live action movies are kind of lame, and their animated features are amazing.
Yeah. We're just gonna have to wait until this new movie, this Batman versus Superman, actually comes out before we can make any final judgment, but for what we've seen,
I'm not excited.
I'll
watch it, but I'm not.
I'll see it. Totally.
But I'm not sitting there going, "Oh yeah."
I'm gonna see it opening night. But
yeah, yeah. Well, I think we have one last thing we want to touch on real quick before we get out of here.
Tech news, and then we've got a reader question. Tech-wise, the FCC is going forward with trying to redefine internet as a utility.
And that's great.
And yeah, that's what the world needs.
Holy Jeebus! Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys want to talk real quick about, you know, what
the whole net neutrality thing.
Yeah,
where,
go ahead and explain that.
Where certain big companies want to control the internet and how you see it and how fast you get it. They kind of want to monopolize your access. And this would redefine the internet as something that they can't do that with.
Yeah. In short, that is... It's what needs to happen. You know what? It's been practically a utility for a while now, you know.
Like, seriously, if this was our main income, you know.
If this show, if our website were our main income, we would all be out of jobs if this...
Yeah, because we're
if
not...
If this thing went through.
We're
if this
not
thing
a,
didn't go
some
through.
Some kind of Viacom-owned company.
Exactly.
Viacom is an example. But, like, stuff like, you know how Verizon was in with Redbox for a little bit. I don't know if they still are. They
I'm not
might
sure.
still be. But... If you had Verizon Internet, maybe suddenly your Netflix would start going real slow because they want you to use their Redbox thing.
Exactly.
It's right.
And if they classify it as a public utility, they can't do that.
Yeah.
So, in short, this is good.
Hopefully it passes.
Here's hoping.
Yeah, and like in a world now is just like how electricity and water and heat are necessities, it's kind of weird to say it, but the internet itself is pretty much becoming a necessity.
Yeah. Anymore? Absolutely. Okay, so we're getting close to our hour, so we got to do this
question real quick, and then we'll
get out of here.
Yeah, earlier today we put up a call for reader questions to read on the air.
And you can find all those at our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just go on Facebook, do a search for Nerd Overload, or go to our website, and the link's right there.
Yeah, if you've got a burning question to ask us. We'll talk about it on the show.
Definitely.
But anyway, listener Veronica Pinnick asks, a really important parenting question. Should she raise her son on DC or Marvel?
Good question.
That's a good question. I would say Marvel movies, DC children's line books. Because the Marvel movies are great all ages for the most part. And the DC has just a phenomenal all ages line.
Yeah. Their Cartoon Network stuff has been great. Mm-hmm. Even like their little kids' books and stuff you see in stores are better looking and just than the Marvel ones are.
Yeah, and you know what? The Kaboom kids line. If you want to stray away from the big two, the Boom Studios, their kids line Kaboom is really good. That's where you get the
Adventure Time,
their Bravest Warrior, their they just have a whole bunch.
They have Steven Universe. They have a regular show.
Yeah, yeah. really good stuff there. Also, honestly, I would recommend Archie Comics.
Yeah.
You know what? I know the stigma is that Archie is old school and old fashioned and everything, but they've
been more progressive lately than a lot of than DC or Marvel.
Exactly. And plus, Archie is where you get the Mega Man and Sonic the Hedgehog books, which, while they're not really my thing, they're really good.
Especially for kids.
Especially for kids, yep.
I mean, honestly, it's kind of like a Coke or Pepsi question, honestly.
Yeah.
It's just whatever way you want to go with it.
I think the DC characters, too, are broader and probably more interesting and more easy to grasp the concept.
Well, they're more fantastic. They have, they're out in space. They're doing this. They're doing that. The Marvel characters, you know, while they're great, they're all kind of insular, more street level, more realistic, more down to earth kind of characters.
And they all pretty much hang out in New York City.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Kids aren't going to be interested in Peter Parker's teenage problems yet.
Right.
You know, a kid that young.
Right. Now, if we're saying teenagers getting into books, I would say Marvel 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
down.
Definitely.
Yeah. But for little kids, yeah, I would say check out the DC, check out the Kaboom, check out the Archie, you know, that sort of thing.
Also, questions get prizes, too. Now.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and,
Yeah, once a week before we record, we'll put up the call for questions and maybe we'll pick a question we like. I don't know. You'll get a prize. You'll get a free... maybe a game off Steam, maybe something else, but we'll have prizes.
So keep an eye out for that.
Incentive.
Yeah, definitely. And with that, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Again, you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Like I said, we're on our website. We're on Facebook. We have a Twitter, Nerd_Overload. I have my personal Twitter account, which I never use, but you can check it out. It's at Robot Caveman.
I'm at Bearded Midgetor.
And you can hit up my Twitter at NOD Cody P.
That's it. Well, with that, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up. So until next week, thanks for listening, guys.
Yep, thanks.
See ya.